Hello and welcome to another episode of Relationship Alive. This is your host, Neil Satin. I am super excited to let you know that next Wednesday, September 21st, my partner Chloe and I will be co-teaching a free class called the 50-Minute Relationship Breakthrough. In this class, we're going to show you a simple strategy that we've developed to deepen your intimacy, improve the effectiveness of your communication, and perhaps most importantly, to be able to look at your relationship and figure out exactly where you're doing things right and which areas need improvement. It's all part of a system that we've been developing through our work with clients, our work with each other, and also compiling and distilling the wisdom of all of the amazing guests who have been here on the Relationship Alive podcast. If you want to sign up for the free class, all you have to do is go to neilsatin.com/webinar and sign up, or you can text the word intimacy, I-N-T-I-M-A-C-Y. Text the word intimacy to the number 33444 and follow the instructions, and I will send you a link so that you can register for the free class. We will have a replay available for people who sign up. So even if you can't be there live, but you want to check it out, please do register, and that way you can get a link to the replay. It's all in preparation for our 7-week online course that we have been preparing, and that's going to be starting on Monday, September 26th. So keep an eye out for that as well. In any case, I hope to see you on the free class, which is on September 21st, and we will be there live to teach and answer any questions that you have, and we'll take it from there. All right, on with the show. So in today's episode, I want to talk to you about the way that you structure time with your partner. Now, this is really important. In the last episode, that was just me, I revealed a strategy for sharing gratitudes with your partner to hopefully change the whole tone of your relationship into one that's positive and where the things that you appreciate about each other are growing. As I mentioned, I talk more about that in episode 54, a quick practice to change everything about your relationship. And you can find out more about the practice back in episode 22, which is the episode that I did with Harville Hendricks and Helen LaKelly Hunt, the authors of Getting the Love You Want and founders of Imago Therapy. So the next strategy that I want to give you, and this is going to be a simple short episode as well, because I just want to give you this simple strategy and give you a chance to try it out. The strategy is this. In a day, the thing that really sets the tone for how your whole day is going to be and how your whole day was are the beginning of the day and the end of the day. Makes perfect sense. You wake up in the morning and roll out of bed, and whatever you do in those moments sets the tone for the rest of the day. And then at the very end of the day, just before you close your eyes and go to sleep, there is this moment where you have a chance to look back on your day or even set the tone for the next day. And it's a really crucial moment. So I ask you, what do you tend to do in those moments at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day? Can you identify what your habits are? Because we all have habits. Habitual ways that we tend to begin our days and end our days. And the question then becomes, are they good habits? Are they habits that support you in living the life you want and in having the relationship that you want? So these are two very, very big questions, but perhaps just take a moment and reflect on your mornings and your nights. And think about what your habits are. What do you typically do? And now I want to suggest that during both of these periods of time, and I might even go so far as to say an hour after waking and an hour before going to bed, what I'd like you to do is consider these moments to be sacred and special. And they are sacred and special for the very reason that I've just been talking about. It's because they do so much to determine the overall quality of your days. If you go to bed thinking bitter, horrible thoughts about what happened during the day, it could affect your quality of sleep and rest. And in the end, you're not building on what's good, what's amazing, what actually worked during the day. And I guarantee that no matter how horrible your day, in almost every single circumstance that we'll find ourselves in a normal, horrible day, there are probably going to be other things that went well. And so even if you spend some time thinking about horrible things, please ensure that you spend some time thinking about the things that went well. But the point of this episode is not simply about how you think and what your habits are. They have to do with your habits of relating during those times. Because so often we wake up in the morning and immediately launch into things with our partner about the day, about our plans, about our bills, about all kinds of things. And again, this is setting the tone for the quality of relationship that you have with your partner. So are you filling your morning with logistics, with conflict, with requests that your partner can't honor? For instance, if you wake up and your partner's still sleeping and you really want to have sex and they're not really as interested as you are and pushing you away, and now you've set the tone for the whole day where you're not on the same page with your partner. So these are all different ways where you can be waking up, and instead of setting the tone for something that's positive and has direction and has spaciousness, you may find that you're just stirring the pot up immediately and causing all of this chaos and difficulty with your partner. So what if the morning was sacred, and how would that affect what you do with your partner or what you don't do with your partner? Would you be willing to take the moment to be silent or to share more appreciations like we talked about in that last episode, or to simply talk about your hopes for the day or your big things that you're hoping to accomplish? Or maybe you don't even talk about that because it starts your minds going. Maybe you spend more time in silence or just holding each other, or with a simple massage or some sort of morning meditation or breathing or exercise, something that you can do together that is basically the opposite of stirring the pot or launching into conflict. Consider that moment, that hour after you've woken up, to be sacred. And with that frame around that hour, see how it changes your habits of relating with your partner. And likewise, look at the end of your day. Can that be sacred as well, that last hour? Can you avoid fighting? Can you avoid watching shows that stir up your stress or make you anxious or angry? Can you avoid talking about the things that cause you anxiety, either for yourself personally or in your relationship? And instead, can you make that last hour be about savoring, about closeness, about connection? Can it also be quiet? Can it be meditative? Can it be a moment, if the timing feels right, to share some form of intimacy and passion, maybe even sex? And if not, can it be not that without it creating a big problem? Can it be not that? And okay, if not that, then what can we do? Because I really want to connect with you. I really want to end the day feeling close. Now, I guarantee that if most of your days are like this, you're going to notice a huge shift in how the middle part of your day, all that time between the hour after you wake up and the hour before you go to bed. You're going to notice a huge shift in the quality of that time during your day as well. It also gives you these anchor moments where you can really connect with your partner. Now, you may not have a full hour after you wake up to connect with your partner. If you do, or if you can schedule that, that's great. Hopefully you can carve that time out at night, at least on a somewhat regular basis. So that's the main gist. And the question that you are probably having is, well, what if we're in the middle of some fight? Or, you know, I've heard that you shouldn't go to bed angry. So how do I, like, shouldn't we just stay up late fighting until we finally resolve things and then we don't have to go to bed angry with each other? So it's a good question. I'm glad you asked. The truth of the matter is that, yeah, for the most part, it's not a good idea to go to bed angry. And that being said, when you are angry, you are probably in a state of being triggered and probably from that state, relatively incapable of actually getting to a place where you're not angry with your partner. I mean, in a sense, anger is half of the fight or flight. So if you are there being angry, you are fighting and you're triggered. So rather than give you a bunch of strategies right now, because I've already given them to you, I did a summary episode back in episode 47, the best ways to come back into balance when you are triggered. So I suggest you go and check that out. If it's an hour before bed and you're angry with your partner, then first things first, get untriggered and see how that affects your anger. Maybe it's not such a big deal. Or maybe it leaves you in a place where you can actually be creative and come up with a creative solution. There are also great rituals that you can do. And this is something that Chloe and I will be talking about in our class. But you can do things to literally close circuits on those things that you're not going to maybe resolve right then and there. You can agree that, hey, baby, right now, we're on opposite ends of the spectrum here. Can we just agree that we love each other? That somehow we are going to get through this? And can we spare ourselves trying to do that right now? And instead, can we bring ourselves back to the underlying current of love that is why we're together in the first place, hopefully, and spend some time focusing attention there? The fight, well, it may or may not be there in the morning. It may just dissolve. So many times we get into that triggered state and the fight just kind of perpetuates itself. And you find that as soon as you've gotten rid of the trigger, there's actually not really much to fight about, or what seemed so big is actually so small. The other possibility is the reason that you're fighting is still there. You know, I don't mean to suggest that there's never going to be a time when you're in conflict with your partner, but you have the benefit of an hour of some sort of connection, even if you're so angry that you're connecting in silence and just holding each other and having some trust that you'll get to the other side. It's still going to be better than staying up late, losing valuable rest just to fight some more. The other option is you actually spend that hour being as positive as you can. You go to sleep and you get a good night's rest. You wake up the next morning and same thing. You start out positive, start out quiet, set the tone for your day with intention, and then make an appointment with your partner for later in the day, or if it needs to be later in the week, set a time where you will get together and focus time and energy on the thing that you're having conflict about. And I definitely recommend that you do some form of imago dialogue. And again, that's something that we talk about with Harville and Helen. We'll be talking about it in our online course. And there's also some great guidelines in my episode with Marty Babbitts about how to create safety when you're communicating about difficult topics. That's back in episode 32. So hopefully this has been a really solid resource for you. And I just want you to, again, think about how you start your day, how you end your day, and can you create time during those crucial moments of every day to create a positive growth-filled tone with your partner? And can you relegate the conflict to set times where you agree that that's when you're going to come together, and you're going to come together in the spirit of trying to resolve things and really doing your best to love each other, even though you're in conflict? So that's how you take care of that sort of thing. If you have more questions, feel free to drop me a line. My email is Neilius, N-E-I-L-I-U-S, at neilsatin.com. Or you can find me in the Relationship Alive community on Facebook. So do a search for us and you'll find us there. And finally, I hope you do take advantage of the free class that Chloe and I are teaching next week, the 50-Minute Relationship Breakthrough. You can sign up for that by going to neilsatin.com/webinar. Or simply texting the word intimacy to the number 33444. And I hope to see you there. Until then, take care. And I look forward to next week when we will be talking to Dan Siegel, author of Mindsight. And we will be talking about how to apply mindfulness to have an amazing relationship. You know, the thing that we're always talking about. Anyhow, next week with Dan Siegel, and until then, take care.